For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Let the word of the Lord, let your words, kapele marudia, shemoronge tapakalaba, listombro kelebayade, miendo stomba kachakitapa. Come on, pray that prayer. Lift up your voice and say, God, let your word have its free course. It means no resistance. It means there'll be a flow. It means there'll be no pushback. It means that there'll be no resistance. The word of God will have its free course. It's free course. What it is intended to do. Free. Pray that prayer. Say, God, let your word affect me. Let your word have its free course. Let your word have its free course. Le mangro shkapaya. Le simbro tipalaba. Le shtinga la bange. Ele stombro kupua. Le shkila bakayabaya. Le stampa le palupa raba. Nyando chekapaya. Reketa kapalema. Rakapakaya. Oh God, as we prepare to even enter a new year, Lord, let it be different. Let it be that your word, oh God, will affect us. Your word, oh God, will have its free course. It will have its free course. Like 2 Thessalonians 3:1, that it will have its free course in the name of Jesus, Lord. Come on, lift up your hands and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God that the word is affecting you. Begin to thank God that you will not just be an ordinary hearer of the word, but you will be a doer of his word. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. So we've been talking about prayer. Let's do a little bit of it here. Prayer. Amen. So we've talked about the fact that there's a need to ask to receive, isn't it? There's a need to ask to receive. James chapter 4 verse 2, quickly. James chapter 4 and verse 2. How many of you think that you are praying more than you used to? At least the past week you've prayed a little more. All right. I appreciate your honesty. If you haven't, don't raise up your hand. It's great. So James chapter 4 verse 2 says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Ye have not because ye ask not. Is it not amazing that these things happen? We are upset. We are pushing people. We are angry. Sometimes people can even be angry with the pastor. Yeah. People can be angry with the pastor. Pierre, can you imagine? People are angry with me because they are not getting certain things from God. It's not my fault. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot. You have a strong desire to have. You fight and war. Your solution is not fighting people. Your solution is not fighting other people. That is not the solution. The solution is simple. Because ye ask not. Yeah. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, quickly. The need to ask to receive. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. You see, that word seek is a deep word. Seeking is not peeping. Seeking is not one eye open and the other one closed. When you are, have you ever lost something in the house and you are looking for it? Yeah, last night I remember that there was something that I had. You know, sometimes you have things that you even forget that you have. I said, this is my nice little gadget. I've been sleeping for a long time. I turned bags upside down, opened bags that I haven't opened for a while. I was seeking. I mean, please don't make excuses that that little thing that you did was seeking. Yeah, you are just perhaps peeping. Look, peep. When you seek something, your eyes are red. When you seek something, you are diligent. Yeah, don't. In fact, some of you should not even tell me that you don't know how to seek, because you have beloveds and you are married. You sought. You did seek. So it says, when you seek, you will find. Are these the words of Jesus in red? Yeah. These are the words of, it says, when you seek, you will find. You will find. Believe it. Let God be true and every man a liar. When you seek, you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Have you been to a place that you know you are supposed to enter through the door, and yet the door is not opening? And you know there's someone inside. You knock. Come on now. Yes. I remember times that I've gone out. Maybe I'm working outside, or maybe on the car or in the yard or something in the home, at home. And then maybe as I walked out, I forgot to put a key in my pocket. And then I locked the door. So I'm trying to go back inside. And it's like I'm knocking. Hey, man, I almost break the door down. I kick and knock loud. Come, this is my house. I live here. I am coming in. I don't care what you are. Even if you are in the bathroom sitting on the water closet, get up and come and open the door. Yes. That is what gets the answer. This is your 2x2. I live here. I'm coming in. Listen, we are not praying. We are not praying. We're a group of prayerless people. It's true. Prayerless. Wow. Verse 8. For everyone that asketh, receive it. Wow, look at that. Look at that. God is even giving you the assurance that everyone that asketh, you will receive. Yeah, you will receive. And he that seeketh, findeth. When you seek, you will find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Then we've also looked at the thought that we must pray always, isn't it? We must pray always. We must pray always. Always. Always, isn't it? Psalm 55 verse 17. We're doing a little revision and learning new things. Psalm 55 and verse 17. Quickly. 55, 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Evening, morning, and noon. Evening, not once a week. There's somebody here, you pray once a month. Yes, you pray once a month. Prayer ought to be evening, morning, and at noon. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't stop praying. Come on, turn to somebody else and say, don't stop praying. And tell them, pray without ceasing. That is what brings results. Praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. You know, sometimes I talk about Sister Love, and I say that the trainer, whichever church she came from, she's been trained well. Yeah. When you talk to her, it's almost like this one, when I pray to happen. That's the attitude she has. That's the attitude everyone should have. When I pray, it will happen. So there's no problem that she can think about. And she knows what I'm not saying this so she'll be proud. No, I'm using her as an example. So God can even entrust things to people like that. God will reveal, because God needs. He said, I sought a man to stand in the gap. I'm looking for somebody who can pray. Who can pray? I'm looking for someone who can pray. Because that is, without prayer, God will not move. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Let's look at Luke 18. We read this last week, where Jesus gave the illustration about, do you remember it? About the unjust judge, wicked judge. Isn't it? All right. And then he ended, let's look at verse 7 and 8. Luke 18, 7 and 8. It says, and shall not, you remember what the unjust judge said? He said, look, if I don't answer this woman, she's going to wear me out. You see? So Jesus was saying this parable. You see, it's amazing. Now, look at Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 1. He says, and he spake a parable unto this end. You see, so when Jesus is giving an illustration, he's giving a parable, all right? An illustrative story, a narrative to explain something. He tells you the purpose. He says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men, so this is a reason why he's sharing this, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to be tired. You can't afford to be tired. If you look at verse 9, look at it again. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So he told another story. So he will tell you why he's telling the parable. And the parable from Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, is to teach us to pray. Go back to verse 7. It says, and shall not God avenge his own elect? God will avenge. God will intervene. That's what it means to avenge. God will make a difference. God would intervene. God would avenge. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Now, which of the elect? Which category of the elect? It is those which cry day and night. I mean, this is simple. God is showing us that, look, if you want to get my attention, if you want me to do something for you, do you understand? This is, I mean, as parents sometimes, come on, there are parents in here. Do you not set, you know, conditions for your children? Yeah. Huh? We do, don't we? Say yes. We do. We set conditions for our, God is also setting. When you get to heaven, you can ask him why. Lady Pastor, you know, I feel the Holy Spirit telling me to allow you to explain why we need to pray, why God cannot do anything unless we pray. Can you go into the pulpit? Yes. He's told me twice. I disobeyed the first time. So, second time. Listen to the explanation. It's a very powerful prophetic explanation of why God will not do anything until we pray. Yes, all please right. Teach us.
Okay, so it starts from actually the book of Genesis with the fall of man. All right, so God gave man authority in the garden, and man lost that particular authority to Satan. And also, let's remember that the devil also, fell. All right, so here we have a fallen angel and then also man falling. But when the angels fell, what happened is that God did not really bring them any restoration. So we are very blessed, that after our fall, God sent Jesus Christ to actually come and save us. That's a very great thing. Because with the angels, as soon as they sinned, it was instant judgment. The good angels were good forever. The evil angels and Satan and his demons, that was it for them.
Are you understanding that? Are you sure? All right, go on, Lady Pastor.
Okay. So here we have someone called Jesus who has come to save us. And God needs to restore that particular authority to us because we've lost it to the devil. So if we, man on earth, we don't pray, all right, and then God decides to just do things, like you are there, then God says, I want to do this, I do without asking. Then the devil would rise up and say that, why is it that these people have not asked for this particular thing? In God's house, in heaven, we have courthouses just like on earth. We have place with judicial things, and God has his throne, just like a throne where there's authority and everything. And one of the things that God's throne is built on is justice. You see, yes.
Yeah.
So God is a righteous judge. So he can, as a righteous judge, he's expecting you to come to that particular courthouse and begin to bring forth your case. And then when you bring forth your case, and then he does it. If he doesn't do it like that, then the devil will come to him and say that, look, why is it that this particular person, you are unrighteous? Because this particular person has not asked, not done anything, and then you are doing it for him. Then you are not a fair judge. Then you bring a case against God. But when we stand in as believers and we begin to claim our authority and say, Lord, you said it in your word, and we begin to pray it forth, then God will say, oh yes, this person has sent forth this thing. So when Satan comes and say, why are you doing this? Didn't you hear this person ask right here in these courts? Then God sent forth and says that, receive your answers. Then the angels gather themselves and brings forth your answer. Because he's a righteous judge. And that is how he reigns and rules. Amen. So God is expecting us to be asking as a righteous judge so that he does things for us.
Amen. Amen. Is it not good that I listen to the Holy Spirit? Yeah. So that is it. You see, and God is not a respecter of persons. God is a just God. It is almost like, I don't know whether some of you have been to court or maybe you have a legal thing to deal with, and then you are asking the person, recently I went to a conference. We're trying to apply for a grant somewhere, and it's a competitive grant, all right? So there were other people, potential and people who would get the grant or apply for it, and were at the conference. And when you ask a question, the woman would say to you that, I cannot tell you this. I can only give you maybe a little hint or do this or no. But in terms of the steps, because it's a competitive thing, she's not going to help one person. And she said it at the end, don't call me and ask me questions like that because I will not answer you. That's a just person. You understand? That is why Jesus said, whatsoever you bind here is bound there. When you lose it here, it's loosed up there. It has to be loosed here. God is waiting so that Satan cannot, accuse you. Why are you doing this for them when they've not even asked? And as for me, you've condemned me forever. No. So you got to ask. You got to ask. And it's not a one-time simple asking. It's a persistence until it happens. Yeah. I said, we were watching Kenneth Hagin during the day, and Lady Pastor said something, and it hit me, but I just walked past. You know. Kenneth Hagin, I think that's why sometimes lay ministry is limited. Pastor Kobe, lay ministry is limited. There's not so much I can do. I can do just little. Because Kenneth Hagin, his church, when he was pastoring, you can't die sick. Tell you, be healed and then die. He will sit with old people, sick, diagnosed with cancers. He will sit with them and just read scriptures and keep praying from morning till evening. Come back the following morning till evening. Come back. He said sometimes even when they can't even, he would basically almost crawl in bed with them and keep giving it to them and praying for them. Yeah. And he said throughout his years of pastor, he pastored for like a couple of 10 or so years, no young person was buried. Anyone who was buried was like, this is the end of you. I mean, your life is finished. You finish, you are happy, you are satisfied. Go home. Yeah. Even one of them with cancer, I remember, he said he prayed for the woman until the woman said, get healed and then die. And the woman got healed. And then one day she was just sitting after breakfast. She had breakfast, she was reading her Bible, and then she said, wow, there comes Jesus. And she did it. Bam, she was gone. Prayer! 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 Let's stop joking. You need a miracle, you got to pray. So he says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Look at verse 8. It says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. God, Jesus is assuring us that if we come to God day and night, God will avenge us speedily. Remember last week I said to you that 3 days. I think 3 days is a hallmark. It's a benchmark. Yeah, it's a benchmark. Because I've heard Bishop Ayedepo say the same thing, 3 days. Fast and pray serious 3 days. You see something. You have an answer. Yeah. Nevertheless, this is the part I wanted to introduce before when. Look at it. I tell you that God will avenge them speedily. God will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless. So it's like even as Jesus is saying it, he's doubting a little bit. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So what Jesus is saying here is this, that this is what has to be done. Hustle God. Pray to him day and night. Don't stop. Nevertheless, when I come looking, will I find people who are hustling God day and night persistently? That's a question. So, ask your neighbor that, are you fulfilling the scripture? Yeah. Jesus knew that we'll be lazy. Jesus knew that a lot of us will not take into effect what he's teaching here. That we'll wake up and morning, day, and night, noontime. Hey, Pastor, I don't you know that I work. I know you work. I know you work. But you need what you need. If you need what you need, you will make a way. I tell you. Sometimes I can be in a meeting, but as I'm down praying, sometimes they even say something and I say, oh, please, what did you say? Can you repeat it again? Because I'm gone. I'm gone. Will God find, the Son of Man, find such a faith? Will he find it? Will he find it? Next week, we'll talk a little bit about faith and prayer. All right? Because I think that is very, very important. We talk about faith and prayer. How many of you believe this? Stand to your feet right now. Listen, you and I are going to carve a way to receive our miracles. Do you believe it? Whatever that is worrying you, whatever situation that is in your life that seems not to be moving, whatever situation it is that seems to be a stumbling block, from today, tell your neighbor, say from today. Say from today. Say it with an attitude of belief that say from today, something is going to give in. Yes. And tell your neighbor why something is going to give. Say, because I'm going to pray morning, noon, and evening. And I will hustle God. And he would have to answer. In Jesus' name. Say, here I come, oh God. Begin to tell him about it from today. Come on, begin. Lift up your voice. If it's something private, you cannot say it loud. Just speak. Speak to God. Whisper to him. Say it in your heart to him. Begin to pray and say, God, I'm going to hassle you from today. From today, I'm going to be knocking. I'm going to be seeking. I'm going to be asking day, and I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to give you any rest until you answer me. Until you answer me. Until you answer me. I feel some miracles are being released. Some breakthroughs are being released. Something that people have even given up on are going to be resolved. Even mark it from today because of the prayer that is going up. Bible says that when we lose things on earth, is loose in heaven. When we bind things on earth, is bound in heaven. Lift up that voice and begin to pray and believe God. Thank you, Lord. Makata pakalabaya. Bale mamo soporobo chikapalaba. Remekinto prochikele mamaya. Lizombro kotopaniandeba. Thank you for changes, Lord. Breakthroughs, mighty breakthroughs, mighty breakthroughs, mighty breakthroughs. We believe, Lord, we will not be the people that you spoke about, and when you come, you will not find them in faith. Yes, we believe it. We believe it. We believe that even if an unjust judge would even answer to persistence, God, you speedily answer to persistence. So we come before you this morning, Lord, with our needs, Lord, and we cry unto you, Lord. Oh God, let there be a change in our situation. Oh God, it's morning time and we cry unto you. We will cry unto you in the noon again. We will cry unto you in the evening, Lord. We will cry unto you as long as we live, Lord, until you do it. So Lord, perform it, perform it, perform it, oh God, even according to your word. According to your word, let it be. Let it be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hand and begin to thank God. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Somebody's impossible situation is changing. Somebody's impossible situation is changing by the power of prayer, by the persistence in prayer. Somebody's situation is changing. God is avenging. I see God avenging. I see God avenging. He says, vengeance is mine. God will intervene. God himself will take control. God himself will act on your behalf. And something's about to change. Yes. Yes. Come on, lift up your hands one more time and give him praise. Give him glory. For he's indeed God. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Koromo sipala mamodiana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful God. Doing marvelous things, mighty things, able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly than we can ever ask or think. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift up your voice one more time and thank him. Be grateful unto him. Yes. Oh, lomo sopo kalamamaya. Lomo sopa kalamamamalabaya. Lomo sopo kolomo korababayada. Lomo sopo robo kotora kabaya. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Close your eyes, bound on your head. Don't look around. If you are here today, you do not have a relationship with Jesus. You are not sure where you will go if you were to die today. You want me to pray with you. I want you to be sure before you leave this place. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I'm not sure about my salvation. I'm not sure where I belong. Just slip up your hand gently and I'll pray for you. Anybody here like that? Slip up your hand. I'll pray for you. Slip up your hand. I'll pray for you. Lift it high above your head if you want me to pray for you. Say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to you. Or you are here today. Your life is not as it should be. Not committed to Christ. You call yourself a Christian, but you know in your heart that you are not walking the walk. Listen, God wants to restore you. God wants you to come aright with Him before even the year ends. And today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to turn back to Him and say, Lord, I want to walk with you. I want to be with you. I want to be exactly what you want me to be. Give your life to Him. Recommit your life to Him. I know you received Christ a while ago, but recommit your life to Him today. Lift up that hand and I'll pray for you. Anybody like that here? I want to see your hand high up, 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 high up. Close your eyes, everyone. Don't look around. Make it easy for people. Lift up that hand. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. I see that hand. Any other hand? Don't look around. Close your eyes. Jesus. Jesus. Kapale mamurabaya. Thank you, Lord. Let's all pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. Thank you that you love me dearly. Even when I've not walked with you the way I should, you have still loved me. So this morning, I come, Lord. I hand over myself into your outstretched arm. I want to love you. I want to walk with you. I want to be committed to you. And serve you in a better way. I ask, oh God, this morning, let your Holy Spirit come upon me afresh and help me to walk with you in a deeper way. Thank you for your help and thank you for new beginnings. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, lift up your hands and give God the praise and the glory. All right, you may be